A dense fog advisory is in effect for our WBKV listening area until 10 o'clock this morning. The West Bend School Administration is seeking to expel the 15-year-old female student who made a bomb threat on May 2nd. Superintendent Ted Neitzke says there must be consequences for actions.
You know, we don't have a zero tolerance policy for things like this because we look at each case and we want to make sure that we do what's best for, obviously, first, the entire school population, safety of our kids, but then second, you know, what's best for the individual. And in this case, you know, we are recommending expulsion. And we would, I think, anytime someone disrupted the environment and the community. You know, some people will say, oh, you know, this happened to that child or this happened to this person, and we need to make those considerations. At the end of the day, when the entire community, 42,000 people's lives are disrupted by the actions of one, there have to be consequences, without question. We may not agree on what they are, but you cannot have for a moment any child thinking that they can disrupt the community or any person in the community thinking that they can create this level of disruption and they would not face any consequence.
The girl is also facing possible felony criminal charges in the juvenile court system. A 31-year-old Hartford man who allegedly robbed a West Bend bank in February is scheduled to be arraigned this morning in Washington County Court. Court documents allege that Paul M. Schneider entered the Westbury Bank on West Washington Street and handed a teller a note demanding money. He was taken into custody a short time later in the Fleet Farm parking lot. Schneider remains in the Washington County Jail under a $50,000 cash bond. In an unrelated felony case, Schneider is accused of selling a shotgun and two rifles that were taken from a gun locker last year. He's also facing a felony narcotics possession charge in Milwaukee County. A 23-year-old West Bend man who allegedly stole a black BMW from a Jackson body shop last April will be back in Washington County Court to have the case resolved on May 25th. According to the criminal complaint, Max N. Smith took the Beamer from Dave's Auto for a joyride in late April of last year. Smith waived his right to a preliminary hearing Monday, but is apparently having issues with jail time and restitution presented by the district attorney's office.